With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A month after Iran launched a crackdown on nationwide demonstrators, widespread arrests are now reported around the country. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has put the number of arrests at more than 50,000 and the number of deaths at more than 7,000. Reports of raids on homes and workplaces have come in from major cities all the way to rural towns alike. President Trump, meanwhile, says he hopes the U.S. and Iran can come to an agreement very quickly. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
When it comes to striking a deal with Iran on its nuclear program, the president said he hopes that can happen over the next month. He said a failure to do so will result in steep consequences.
We have to make a deal, otherwise it's going to be very traumatic. Very traumatic. I don't want that to happen, but we have to make a deal.
The president held White House talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu this past week and said he had insisted to the prime minister that negotiations with Iran needed to continue. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore says the U.S. stock market remains the best place to invest in the entire world.
The valuation of American companies is about $72 trillion. China is at about $20 trillion. Europe is at about $6 trillion. Canada is at about $4 trillion. So we're blowing away the rest of the world, and it's really a result of our free enterprise system and the greatest entrepreneurs.
Wendy's is closing several hundred U.S. restaurants.
The Dublin, Ohio-based company said that its global same-store sales fell 10% in the October-December period. That was more than Wall Street was expecting. Wendy's said it already closed 28 underperforming U.S. restaurants in the fourth quarter and plans to close between 298 and 358 more in the first half of this year.
That is correspondent Ron Taylor reporting, and this is SRN News. The new poll asks mothers what they think about going to church. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Motherhood Today, and it reveals that about half of them say the number one reason they attend worship services regularly is to grow in their faith. The second most commonly cited reason is to learn about God. When asked what's good and not so good at their church, a strong majority of moms say they like the small group ministries, but wish there was more mental health support and more outreach specifically for moms. Michael Harrington reporting.
Efforts to withdraw taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood are making some headway. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of South Carolina's attempt to bar its Medicaid program from reimbursing Planned Parenthood. That decision made it clear that any state may deny state funding for care provided by organizations that perform abortions. At the federal level, Congress has also passed a measure. It prohibits Medicaid dollars from going to any clinic that performs abortions. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on another resignation linked to the Jeffrey Epstein case.
The top lawyer for investment bank Goldman Sachs, Kathy Remler, is resigning after emails between her and Jeffrey Epstein showed a close relationship. Remler was also White House counsel in the Obama administration. Remler has called Epstein a monster in recent statements. But before he was arrested a second time for sex crimes in 2019, she called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey in emails and said she adored him. After she left the White House in 2014, Remler received several expensive gifts from Epstein, including luxury handbags and a fur coat. Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes in 2008. I'm Donna Water.
The San Francisco teachers' strike appears to be over. San Francisco teachers reaching a tentative agreement on Friday with the school district to end their strike, which is the first such walkout in the city by the bay in 50 years.